I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Four.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson and
Melinda Haynes.
she didn't know I was going to do that, you guys.
I was not expecting that.
She was looking down. I just everything's off the cuff with us. We are your hosts of Chico Now every Monday. Each day of the week is a different host, and we are your Monday host. You are listening to us on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, and KKXX.net. We live stream online. And you are listening from all over the place. We've got a big circle of folks, but we are located in Chico. And my name is Jessica Wilkerson. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. My license number is 104464. And I'm licensed through the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work at Chico Creek Counseling. And you can find out more about me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. Melinda?
My license number is 102308, and you can find out about me at HealPlayLove.org.
Wonderful. So we are going to talk today about kids. Oh, first, I just want to tell you guys, isn't that how it works? I am taking a staycation next week to stay home and organize the house because I am 20 weeks pregnant. Surprise!
Yay!
20 weeks pregnant. I've been keeping that secret for a long time. And I'm already feeling the nesting. And of course, I'm already having back issues. So we chose to work on the house right when the back issues kick in. Isn't that how it always works?
It does.
Isn't that life?
It is.
So, I just thought I'd give you that little snippet into the real life behind the voice on the radio. So we are actually going to talk today as clinicians and as parents. Mm-hmm. So from the clinical side of things, we're really book learned and educated in children and behavior and all the facets of that. But also, we have raised kids and are still raising kids. So we have adult children.
Yes.
And then she has a 6-year-old and I have a 2-year-old and I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
So we have not gotten out of the kid business.
Right. We just keep going.
Yep. We live it in our home and we live it at work.
That's right.
So we thought we would talk about what do kids need in the summer? Because suddenly, boom, everything is different for their little lives. And you've been looking forward to it. No more battling with homework. And they've been looking forward to it. No more getting up and being to school on time.
Isn't it funny how when the school year is ending, we look forward to summer. And by the end of summer, we're looking forward to school starting.
I'm so ready for school to start again. Yeah.
We're shoving them off to school.
We're like, go.
Bye.
Yes.
Love ya. Have a great day.
That's
yes.
True.
Yeah. But for now, we are looking forward to summer break.
Yes.
So this is what's happening. So how are we going to plan our schedules?
Yeah. Well, and I think also when you and I were younger moms, mm-hmm. when our kids was the first time around, right?
No. Yeah.
Now we're a little seasoned. We're in our second batch of kids.
Right.
Right. So when we were younger moms the first time around, I think what would have been helpful for us to know?
Don't let your kids stay up until midnight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, that can also be part of self-care next week.
Exactly. That's true.
That fits for both.
That's not even an option these days.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Back then,
yeah.
Back then it was. We had more energy, I think, as parents, as younger parents, we had more mm-hmm. energy. And so bedtimes for the kids weren't, as much
they're
of a
more fluid.
Exactly. Fluid. That's a lovely, lovely term.
Yes. Mine them. Was too. And mm-hmm. I remember because I was 20 when he was born. So when he was in elementary school, I was mm-hmm. still in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I still had that night owl
exactly.
circadian rhythm.
Right.
And if I let him stay up, mm-hmm. so I would be able to sleep in because he would sleep in. And I thought I was so genius.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, then you live and you learn.
Yeah, then it's time to go back to school. And they had a whole summer staying up till midnight and sleeping in. And you're like, good luck waking up at 6:30.
Right.
So, well, what we always did was, my son and I, is 2 weeks before the school started, I'd start cutting back, having a bedtime earlier
did
and earlier.
Same thing. Did you? So we were smart 20-year-olds.
our mom instincts were on point.
I think so.
But that would be something to do now. It would be to make sure that they're keeping a sustained bedtime.
Yeah.
Maybe not the same bedtime as before. They could stay up a little bit. It is summer.
Yeah. Slight flexibility, not a crazy, like, exaggerated flexibility.
Right. Well, and what happens is, and I hear this from my child client's parents, is that the parents ends up losing control.
Yes.
And they get so frustrated because they're having a really bad day. They need their kid to go to bed at night.
Yeah.
You know what? Today was a hard day and it's 8:30 and that's your bedtime during the school year and you're going to bed tonight. But that child has been staying up until 11.
Right.
And their little sleep rhythm is not going to go there.
Right.
Their personality is going to see the injustice. Mm-hmm. Kids are very tune to the injustice.
That's true.
It looks like a power struggle.
Exactly.
And now your hard day has turned into a hard evening.
Mm-hmm.
But how'd you lay down that groundwork beforehand and had a more structured bedtime? Even if it's later, it's structured.
Yes.
There's that predictability. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what does predictability look like during the summer and why is it so important? Because it's important for attachment and it's also important for compliance. Ooh. All right. You want to increase compliance? We all do. I have a 2-year-old. Compliance is a big deal. All right. Stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, licensed marriage and family therapist, and Melinda Haynes, also licensed marriage and family therapist. And I want to remind you that while we are both clinicians in the field of psychotherapy, this is not a substitute for therapy. If whatever we're talking about triggers you and you're like, I need to learn a little bit more about that in my life, I want to encourage you to go out and reach out to somebody in your community who specializes in that topic and who is also credentialed to work with you. So a social worker, a marriage and family therapist, a clinical psychologist, all of those folks have licensed and pre-licensed people who can work with the community at large. And you can find them on psychologytoday.com. That's what I use when I refer people. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we left, we were talking about predictability in kids' routines over the summer and how that can increase compliance and to our requests as parents. Do you want to say a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think predictability is important because it creates a level of safety for the child. So when the child knows what to expect, they know when to expect it, you're not only going to get more compliance, but you're going to create a safe environment. And what happens for children is that they internalize what the adults in their life do or what their environment is like. So if their environment is safe and predictable, they're going to internalize this sense of safety. And what we're going to see is in the future, we're going to have less anxiety for them as young, budding adolescents and even as adults.
And what anxiety looks like with kids often looks like behavior issues. Depression and anxiety often get misdiagnosed for behavior issues.
ADHD a lot of times will be a diagnosis when really the child is having something else go on. They're anxious, they're upset, they're depressed, whatever it is. They could have experienced some form of trauma, and it gets misdiagnosed. And then we start to look at this kid as being a bad kid,
right?
When really they've just got, you know, some big emotions.
Yeah. And so when we can create a predictable environment in their life, they don't have to seek out predictability for themselves. So at the beginning of the day, each day, telling them what's on their plate. And at night, before bed, telling them what's going to happen tomorrow. So tomorrow, I'm going to wake you up at 7 o'clock. And then you're going to get to have an hour to relax, eat breakfast, watch cartoons, whatever. But when that hour is over, I really need you to be on top of it and get dressed, because we have to have you to the camp, you know, like your day camp, by 8:30, because I have to work at 9. So I'm going to get you up for that hour and you'll have that time to relax. But then here's what I'm going to need from you. I need you to be on top of it. Then you wake them up, you give them that hour, you're in the car driving to the day camp, and you say, okay, so I'm dropping you off right now, and then you'll have lunch, maybe a nap. And then at when the big hand is on the 12 and the little hand is on the 5, or the big hand is on the 3, you got to drive there, right? I'll pick you up. So at 5:15, the little hand is on the 5 and the big hand is on the 3. I will pick you up and I will be here. And then we're going to go home and have dinner. And then we'll probably go to the gym and go swimming or whatever it is, so that they know how to predict. When they don't know how to predict, there's that level of anxiety that starts, like, it starts building up in their little chest and in their body. And they think, oh, no, I don't know what's coming next. I don't know what's coming next. I don't know what's coming next. And so they will create what's coming next. And kids are kids. They don't have the mature ability to think the way adults do and to reason. Right. They're going to create what's coming next. And it's going to be probably not what you would choose from your adult brain.
Right. It might be more wiggly. Lots of emotion and or movement that is, you know, maybe underlying emotion that's going on, and they're just trying to get it out. They're trying to move their body to make their body feel normal again.
Or they'll say, no, no, I'm not doing that. Absolutely not. Can't make me. Nope. Because if they say no and you say yes and they say no and you say yes and they say no and you say yes and then they get a timeout, they can predict that they're going to get that timeout. They can predict that they're going to get in trouble. And with prediction is safety. Do they want that negative consequence? No. But they feel safe because they were able to predict it.
They're controlling it.
They're controlling their environment.
They're controlling the situation. Right. So one thing that I've found that works well in my home is having a good morning snuggle. And then a good night snuggle. So that way we get some of that safe touch, some of that contact that's really important for bonding and attachment with your child. But then also it kind of starts off the day. They know to either at nighttime wind down, because, you know, it's snuggle time. We're going to get cozy in our blanket. You know, we're going to read a book. We're going to say prayers. We're, you know, whatever it is that we
do. The predictable routine
at night. And so that way their little brains get settled down at nighttime because, oh, this is what we do before bed. So it's that predictability and it's that transition. So you're not just like all of a sudden out of the blue, it's time for bed. Good night.
And I find that when we have those routines and things happen, so things happen. You stay, you have a barbecue and you stay later. Or you want to go to a later movie with the kids, they're more malleable to the schedule changes because they know that this is a one-off. They know that tomorrow they're going to get to have their routine. Okay, we have a commercial coming up and we'll be right back with a little bit more on what your kids need over the summer so that you can transition to school year and not feel so, get out of the house. Okay. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes, both licensed marriage and family therapists. My license number is 104464 and Melinda's is
102308.
And she has private practice and I work at Chico Creek Counseling, and you can find her at
healplaylove.org.
You can find me at chicocreekcounseling.com. All right, so it's our last segment on what do kids need over the summer. And so we thought we'd talk about what kind of activities, because your kids expect that they're going to veg out all summer, do nothing, sleep in, wander around playing video games or hanging out with friends. And you as a parent want them to be enriched and go do enriching activities and this or that. And sometimes that can cause some conflict. A priority value discrepancy there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes some folks are a little heavy one way or the other. We have that term helicopter mom, right?
Right.
But then we don't want our kids to be feral either, right? We don't want them running around homeless, shoeless, eating scraps, because we're just letting them raise themselves, right? There's both ends of the spectrum. And I don't think any of you are on either of those ends. Well, I think a lot of people don't think of themselves as helicopter parents when they kind of are.
Yeah. It's a common thing.
Yeah, it's totally common.
Yeah. And we might need to do a show on that, because that's kind of based in anxiety on the parents' part.
Yes. Yes. Well,
so,
and I think,
side note.
Yeah, I could definitely go on a tangent. Yeah. Oh, man. If we had more time.
Next show.
Okay, so go ahead and talk about the balance and enriching activities versus leisure and the value of play.
Yeah, I think that it's important for us, you know, as parents, to be aware that our children do need to be doing something. We can't just let their brains turn into a bowl of oatmeal over the summer. That makes transitioning into the next grade level more difficult, because they've been doing nothing all summer, and then now they're like, wait a minute. You know, do I remember this? Do I remember how to do this math problem? Do I remember how to spell these words? Whatever it is. So we want to keep that going. We want to keep a little bit of brain activity going. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, you know, plopping them down in front of their iPad or the iPad.
Yeah.
There are various forms of electronics, you know, and just kind of letting them go. And just saying, great, you know, you don't have to worry about homework or, you know, school activities or whatever. But at the same time, you don't want to overburden them where they never get a rest time.
Right.
So it's finding that balance and what's right for your kid. You know the temperament of your kid.
Yeah.
You know if the child is going to get overstimulated by too much activity.
Mm-hmm.
But it could just be taking a family trip to the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, going on a picnic.
Yeah. And the way that kids, when children play, they are processing a lot of social and emotional issues. So they're learning how to interact with other kids.
Yeah.
And that is very important. We need to know that when we're adults and we have our career, how to interact with one another, which they're not learning that when they're playing video games.
Right.
Even if they have their headset on. And honestly, the kids on the headset, a lot of those kids are really inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I get a lot of feedback from my clients who, some of them will say, I just turn it on mute. Or when one kid starts cussing too much, they are not kids with social skills that are on those headsets.
Right. Usually no. Families too. I've seen some of those family YouTube shows where the families go and do like crazy stunts and, you know, they're really in it for like this shock value.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids are watching this, and what message is that sending them about?
That's how you get attention.
Yeah.
That's how you get value.
Mm-hmm.
You're only valued if everybody is surprised and shocked and paying attention to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So where do we find that happy medium? Well, yeah, like Melinda just said, you know your kid and you know your family. But I think also, there's this line of intentional parenting where you can take your child to the pool and then you can read your book and trust that the lifeguard will make sure they don't drown. You know, you don't have to stand there and double check and watch them the whole time. And by reading your book, you're telling your kids, I trust that you're mature enough to also take care of yourself, but I'm here for you. I am
depending
your safety
on the
net.
Age.
Yeah, well,
age
yes.
Appropriate.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, my 2-year-old, I interact with him in the pool. He does not get
right.
to. I'm imagining like 8, 9, 10-year-olds right now.
The ones who know how to swim.
Yeah.
The ones who are water safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Water trained.
Good point. Thanks for pointing that out. You guys don't have access to my brain, right? You didn't see what Asia was thinking about. So, yeah. So letting your kids have that kind of freedom, but with the structure, you know?
Yeah.
So, or putting them in a day camp and having them to go to the day camp 3 or 4 days a week. And if they're 12 or older and they can stay home alone and they're safe, then letting them stay home a couple of days a week and be latchkey kids and have that structure. But having them have chores that have to be done.
Right.
Or some sort of educational, like homes. I used to like those homeschool books for my son on the summers.
Right. Yes.
And I also had him read books and give me, he'd have to write me reports.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like a 2-page report about his book so that he would keep reading over the summer. Mm-hmm. And then he got a prize for it.
Aww. But
it was not it was not optional. It was mandatory. So mandatory to do this to get a prize. All right, guys. This was Jessica Wilkerson and
Melinda Haynes,
your hosts for Chico Now every Monday. We will see you next week. And we'll have something to do with kids and parenting next week, too. Stay tuned.